What's new? US approval of new implantable device to treat pain from diabetic nerve damage. On January the 26th, 2023, Abbott announced that the US FDA approved its spinal cord stimulation system, SCS, Proclaim XR, as a treatment for pain from diabetic neuropathy or diabetes-related nerve damage. SCS implantable devices, also called neurostimulators, are implanted through an outpatient surgical procedure. They deliver small vibrations or stimulations to the spine, which works to stop pain signals before they reach the brain, so reducing the painful symptoms of neuropathy. Once the device has been implanted, the user and their healthcare provider can connect to it through the NeuroSphere virtual clinic. NeuroSphere, which is available on iOS smartphones through the App Store, allows users to communicate with their healthcare provider to make treatment adjustments without the need for a visit to the specialist. Diabetic peripheral neuropathy is a complication affecting around 1 in 3 people with diabetes as a result of raised blood glucose levels damaging nerves in the extremities, the hands, legs, or feet. Until now, treatment has focused on managing blood glucose levels. Medications are also available, but these don't work for everyone. Some cannot be used long term and may produce unpleasant side effects. Hopefully, neurostimulators will give longer lasting pain relief and fewer side effects. Clinical studies have shown that Proclaim XR helped limit the psychological impact of chronic pain, and using the device led to significant improvements in participants' physical, mental, and emotional function. In November 2022, Abbott stated that their NeuroSphere virtual clinic, the UK's first remote neuromodulation patient care technology, is now available in 6 specialist centres across the UK: Bristol, Glasgow, Kent and Canterbury, Leeds, Oxford and Southampton. The DHSC has announced 19 new community diagnostic centres as part of the government's elective recovery plan, and the expectation is that these centres could be where the implants will take place.
Artificial pancreas successfully trialled for use by people with type 2 diabetes. In January 2023, it was announced that Cambridge scientists have successfully trialled an artificial pancreas for use by people living with type 2 diabetes. The device, known as an artificial pancreas, is powered by an algorithm, and the trials showed 1. It doubled the amount of time people were in the target range of between 3.9 and 10.0 mmol per litre for glucose compared to standard treatment. 2. It halved the time spent experiencing high glucose levels above 10 mmol per litre. No one on the trial experienced dangerously low blood sugar levels, hypoglycemia, during the study. 4. Feedback from the participants suggested that they were happy to have their glucose levels controlled automatically by the system, and 9 out of 10, that's 89%, reported spending less time managing their diabetes overall. But 5. Downsides included increased anxiety about the risk of hypoglycemia, which the researchers say may reflect increased awareness and monitoring of glucose levels and practical annoyances with wearing of devices. The device combines an off-the-shelf glucose monitor and insulin pump with an app developed by the team, known as CAM-APS-FX. This app is run by an algorithm that predicts how much insulin is required to maintain, is required to maintain glucose levels in the target range. This is the first trial of the device in a wider population living with type 2 diabetes. It differs from the artificial pancreas used for type 1 diabetes because it is fully closed loop system, whereas people with type 1 diabetes need to tell their artificial pancreas that they are about to eat to allow adjustment of insulin. The researchers plan to carry out a much larger multi-centre study to build on their findings and have submitted the device for regulatory approval with a view to making it commercially available for outpatients with type 2 diabetes.